This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Soy Checkoff, investing farmer dollars to boost demand for U.S. soy, drive on-farm resilience, and bring value to U.S. soybean farmers. Learn more at unitedsoybean.org. I'm Riley Smith. The beef on dairy sector is growing in popularity. We'll have more right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Many industry experts say the beef on dairy sector is booming, as are efforts to make these cows as profitable as possible for producers. Lawrence Williams, dairy beef cross development lead at Purina, said genetics are an important component when it comes to the best cows for both dairy and beef, but they're not the only one.
Job one is getting the right genetics in them, but then you've got to take that animal and feed it and develop it. So we've done some great research at Purina that talks about the type and kind of nutrition we need to get in these cattle, the right protein levels, the total amount of feed, and they're just different requirements because they're different genetically.
Williams said artificial insemination has made these cattle more attractive to prospective producers.
The genetics companies have done a great job creating these really terrific beef sires that dairymen have an opportunity to get, right? So they've done some good heavy lifting the last couple of years to bring these really good sires to the dairy. And again, they're a perfect match, right? Dairy and beef. And so they've created these cattle that have a lot of red meat yield now. They're so much better than their straight dairy contemporaries. They're just really good cattle.
Williams noted these cattle are available year-round, which he said is very intriguing to the beef industry. When fed and managed correctly, many of these cattle grade out in the upper two-thirds, choice and prime. For this story and much more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For Money Matters, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.